You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello there. I hope you're well. I'm Ella Vrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show, and this is our brand new podcast, Spotlight On. Now, I realise you probably weren't expecting to hear from me this soon. This show normally goes out every Sunday, but it's here to keep you connected to the theatre world during the coronavirus outbreak when theatres are closed. And something happened last night that I felt kind of warranted this podcast today. Because at around midnight this morning, so last night, the news broke that Adam Schlesinger had died from complications with coronavirus, aged just 52. Now, his name might not mean anything to you right now, which is kind of an extra reason I wanted to do this podcast, because really he deserves to be a household name, and you're almost guaranteed to be familiar with his work. So I'm going to talk a little bit about his theatre and musical connections, because he's behind some of my favourite songs and projects. But just for reference, he was also the bassist for the band Fountains of Wayne and co-wrote the song Stacey's Mum, along with like a whole load of other great songs that don't get nearly enough recognition. But Stacey's Mum is the one that you're likely to know. But in addition to his, you know, straight music career in bands and as a songwriter, he was heavily involved in the theatre. He was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Original Score for the musical Crybaby in 2007. And at the time of his death, he was actually working on a brand new musical with the comedian Sarah Silverman, based on her book The Bedwetter, which was set to begin previews in May. And staying on that kind of route, the reason I first came into contact with his name was after he wrote the Tony Award opening numbers for Neil Patrick Harris in 2011 and in 2012, both of which I'm going to drop into the description below if you want to watch them for yourself. I know I talk about the 2013 Tony Award opening number by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Kitt a lot, and it is undoubtedly phenomenal, but it's not just for gays anymore. In 2011, really, I think, set the precedent for what an audience can expect when Neil Patrick Harris hosts anything, not just the Tonys. And as far as I can think of in my personal memory of watching the Tony Awards, it was sort of the first time that the opening number hadn't just been a medley of the nominated shows that year. And I mean, you know I love a medley, but actually this managed to put the host front and centre for a moment while still celebrating everything that makes theatre wonderful. And obviously when you've got a host like Neil Patrick Harris, it'd be a missed opportunity to do anything but that. But the songs that Adam Schlesinger wrote for the Tonys, I feel, really altered the hosting game. And you can see that because he also wrote the so-called number in the middle of the show, which Neil Patrick Harris also performed when he hosted the Emmys in 2013, which again, I will link below. It's very much in the same vein as the Tony Awards numbers, but I think it's important that we credit Adam Schlesinger and his lyricist David Javerbaum for effectively being responsible for the heyday of Neil Patrick Harris's hosting career. But the thing I really want to talk about in relation to Adam Schlesinger, and the reason I think his death has hit so many people so hard, is due to his work on the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. If you haven't seen the show, definitely give it a watch. It's a musical comedy created by Rachel Bloom and Aline Brosh McKenna, and it is so brilliant in so many ways. For one thing, it did wonders to normalise conversations around mental health and sexuality and a lot of traditionally very difficult topics to handle, but it incorporates them so well and treats everything with such respect and due diligence that it never feels preachy or awkward. It's just seen as something else that you can chat about. And one of the reasons Crazy Ex-Girlfriend does that so well is that it perfectly combines these quite difficult topics with music and humour and heart. And Adam Schlesinger worked with Rachel Bloom and Jack Dolgan to create original songs for the show, with about 2 to 4 new songs every episode for 4 series, which is no mean feat. And he was also the executive music producer for the show. Now, I can't begin to tell you how good the songs for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend are. Again, if you haven't watched it, you definitely should. All of the episodes are on Netflix, but pretty much all the songs are available on YouTube, and I've linked some of my favourites from Adam Schlesinger below, including a demo of a song that ended up being performed by Josh Groban in the TV show, as well as a live performance of what kind of became Adam's staple song, shall we say, called What'll It Be. And I remember him performing What'll It Be live at the London Palladium last year. Abby and I went to see Rachel Bloom there, and she brought Adam Schlesinger along, and I have to say that he was just the funniest, cleverest person, like kind of understated but with this underlying brilliance that was always ready to shine through, particularly when he was let loose to play something. And What'll It Be is a song that a lot of the creative team on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend have spoken about being really difficult to crack. They tried a lot of different things there and nothing was really working. And then suddenly Adam, without any preamble or showboating, sent through this demo for a verse and a chorus. And Aline Bosch McKenna and Rachel Bloom talk about just listening to it stunned, because it was simply and utterly perfect. So that'll be linked below if you want to give it a listen. There's also a fan-filmed video from that performance at the London Palladium, because they ended the show on a mashup of Adam Schlesinger's Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne and Rachel Bloom's Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury, two staple songs in their respective careers, both written well before they knew each other. And they just blend together so, so well. I remember cheering so loudly because it was just one of the best and most unexpected things I'd heard. But it was brilliant and such a wonderful celebration of music. And I think that's what Adam Schlesinger leaves us with. He died way too young and so unfairly, and I am devastated for the people who actually knew him, his friends, his family, his writing partners, the whole Crazy Ex-Girlfriend team. But he leaves behind such great music, music that deserves to be heard and loved and sung at the top of our voices. So thank you, Adam, for that. Thank you so, so much.